Brian Helsworth speaking here with State Representative Bill Reibolt of Neosho, State Representative Greg Razor of Kansas City. I know you guys got to get going on the road, so we'll keep this short. About a three-hour hearing today. Representative Razor, I'll start with you. Texting while driving came up. I literally was just talking to Pat McKenna. Primary seatbelt law. Those are two really important issues, and the director actually used the word epidemic talking about that.
And I think so. I think that's very much true, especially with texting and driving. You know, cell phones are just within the last decade have kind of become an everyday part of our lives. And I think, like a lot of things, we don't think through our habits. And we have formed those habits of texting while driving, talking while driving. I'm ashamed to say I've been guilty of it. I think most of us have. But when you look at those fatality numbers, those incident numbers, and how much of it is related to distracted driving, it's sobering. And I use that word deliberately. It's sobering to see what distracted driving does and how much danger you're putting not only yourself but other people on the road.
Representative Reibolt?
Oh, I agree. And distracted driving is something that is, you know, I may be more guilty of grabbing my sandwich than the cell phone, but yes, we need to address that issue. And I like the buckle up, phone down program. I'm going to sign on to that as well.
Would either one of you guys support a possible ban on texting while driving? I know Galen Higdon is going to file one. I don't know all the details on it, but he's going to do that. Are you guys open to that?
Oh, I want to see what the details are, but yes, that's something that I think we need to do.
Yeah, we'll look at the details. I think the one we had now was 21 years old. I don't understand that one. I never did.
Finally, seatbelts, I know, obviously came up. Funding is a big issue. I know on that, Kevin Corlew and Igel, they have a lot of respect for each other. They clashed a little bit, though, on the issue of taxes. Representative, I'm going to start with you on that, and then we'll wrap up. They did kind of clash on that because Igel basically said he doesn't want to pay any more in taxes.
Yes, but, you know, 17 cents is worth 8 cents today, and we've got to address that. We wouldn't be here, like Mr. Porter said. We wouldn't be here if we had kept up with inflation, just inflation alone. Everybody, do you want to go back to the salary you made 21 years ago? I don't think the senator does.
Sure.
I don't. I look at the expense I'm faced with today, tires, for example, on farm, you know, a used tire for my combine, $1,500 for a used tire. You know, used to buy a couple new ones for that. But, I mean, this is the problem that we're facing, that we have not taken an increase. We haven't even maintained it with inflation. And and now we're playing catch-up.
So you support an increase. The question is how much?
Well, and that's what we're going to determine here, whether we take, you know, six, seven cents with gas and diesel. We have the truckers that are good with 10, 15 cents. They don't want toll roads. But I think there is some merit to lane management, especially in the cities. So we're still trying to determine that fee. I've been good since day one with 10 cents. But, you know, that's me.
Absolutely. Greg Razor, final question. I know you both got to go. Funding, you're open to an increase, too, based on what you mentioned, Kansas City International, streetcars. You said when voters are presented with facts, they respond. You were talking about your district, obviously, in your city.
We heard a lot today that felt negative to me for the first time in this committee hearing of, well, none of these proposals are going to pass a public vote. And I think Kansas City and the Kansas City metro area proves that when you go to the voters and you explain what the problem is and what the issue is and how we're going to fix it, the voters respond. Just last night in Kansas City, 75% of voters in Kansas City supported building a new $1 billion new international airport. Just a year ago, that was less than 25% supported doing that. But once the issue was laid out and the problems with the current configuration of that airport were explained, the voters came around and overwhelmingly approved it. I think once the voters understand the condition of our roads, bridges, our ports, our mass transit, they understand the constraints that MoDOT is under because of the money that we are providing to them, they will be with us and support this.
Anything you guys would like to add?
Just can't get something for nothing.
It's that simple, isn't it?
And this really was the first time we'd heard some negative. I understand that. Anything you'd like to add?
I think something for nothing. I think that ends the conversation.
Well, and you know, you hear a lot of back and forth here, but yeah.